Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I've just been thinking back to the programs of this past week, and I'm speaking so much about faith, and I'm speaking so much about encouraging you to believe who you are. It's not your own doing. It's God's incredible, infinite generosity to draw us into union with Himself. And most people don't know who they are. And as Father Jarrett said, and I read to you yesterday, that we can think we're stupid, we're this, we're of no account. Why would God love me, or why would God use me, or why would God work with me? Because he loves us, and he has mercy on us, and he'll take us, poor, weak, sinful creatures made out of clay. He'll take us, and if we allow him, make us into saints that will shine like the stars for all eternity. And that's the truth. That's not just poetic language. The devil wants to convince us we have no worth and value. Our past sins eliminate us, cancel us out from any idea of being holy. And that's absolutely false. Our job is to repent. God's job in Christ was to give his life so that you and I could be set free, so that you and I could bring honor to the Lord and help in the process of salvation for so many other people. That's who we really are. And the only thing that sometimes stands between our belief of that and our own sense of our worthlessness, sometimes it's just that we can't believe that God would take poor, weak, sinful creatures like us and make something marvelous out of us, but he will. That's the lavishness and the generosity of God. So give your life to him if you haven't. Start out on the great adventure. It's worth it. Today, the first reading is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 5 to 12. It was not to angels that God subjected the world to come of which we are speaking. Instead, someone has testified somewhere, "What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, subjecting all things under his feet. In subjecting all things to him, he left nothing not subject to him. Yet at present we do not see all things subject to him, but we do see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death. He who for a little while was made lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone." In other words, so that you would not die for all eternity. "He tasted death for you. For it was fitting that he for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader of their salvation perfect through suffering. He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, 'I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you.'" God has done great things for us. Praise him. Thank him. Yield to him. Allow him to work in you. Allow him to work through you. Believe me. God knocks on the door of your heart and your mind and your spirit, begging for entrance. The God, the King of heaven and earth, will never violate your free will, but he can show you to eternal good and eternal life forever. That's the promise, and it's sure. He became man. We're celebrating still in this season. He became man in order to lead you safely home. He became like us in all things but sin, so that we would have a model, so that we would have the means by which the gates of heaven could be reopened to us. He did that for you. Psalm 8, "You have given your Son rule over the works of your hands. O Lord our God, how glorious is your name over all the earth." This is one of the psalms I memorize. I love this psalm. "How glorious is your name over all the earth. What is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? You have made him little less than the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, and whatever swims the paths of the seas. O Lord our God, how glorious is your name over all the earth. He has charge of all. He has you in the palm of his hand. Let him hold you. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. It's a place of safety. And the gospel is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. You know, when the way I put it is, when the mind and the heart are connected, there is an authority that comes because it's the living Spirit of God. There's an authority that comes into your words. It's not because you have authority, it's because you've allowed God to work through you. And Jesus certainly, in fullness, did that. He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, because you don't want an evil spirit saying the truth, because then people follow that. And Jesus said no. Basically, he said to him, "Shut up, quiet, come out of him." And the unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. And that, of course, is what ended up getting him in trouble. And he knew it. He knew it would come. Of course he did. But he was putting his life out there for the sake of you and me. Learn to love his word. Learn to know what he did. Learn to thank him daily for what he's done for you, what he makes possible for you. Father Deitcher, who was a Polish priest, died in 2009. He was a professor of theology in Warsaw, and he's a marvelous writer. Any book by Father Tadeusz Deitcher, Deitcher is D-A-J-C-Z-E-R, Father Tadeusz Deitcher, D-A-J-C-Z-E-R. Really encourage you to read his works. They're certainly available here in our bookstore at Domino's Farms, but they're available online all over the world. So Father Tadeusz Deitcher, his books, many of them are small books, but just marvelous. And this is what Father Deitcher says. "You will find your Lord in the Bible, and that is why your contact with the revealed text has a special meaning. It is contact with God, who loves you and desires to affect you with his grace. This contact leads you to inner conversion, its greatest purpose. You should therefore not read the Bible just to satisfy your curiosity or to gain knowledge or to find a solution to a problem that is nagging you, although this will be needed at times. You should take advantage of this form of contact with the Lord in the hope that he will bestow the grace of conversion on you." We need that grace every day, brothers and sisters. We convert and then we fall. We need the grace of conversion to turn until it becomes a permanent turning in at least one area of our life. Then you move on to another area. But you need to ask for the grace of conversion every day. And part of that is done as you read his word. It's life-giving. Gives you the strength and the wisdom to make the decisions you need to make. Father Deitcher says, "If you enter into a person-to-person relationship with Christ, who is present throughout the inspired text, that is, throughout the Bible, this text will permeate you. Then you will begin to listen intently to the Word of God, understand better the thoughts and desires of Jesus, and begin to know Him even better. Saint Jerome warns, ignorance of the Holy Scriptures is ignorance of Christ. Listening intently to the Word of God will influence your choices, your decisions. You will want them to be in accordance with His teachings and His desires. That's the work of grace that He does in us. Reading of the Holy Scriptures is fundamental to your growth in faith and of your sharing in God's life. It is looking at oneself and surrounding realities as though through the eyes of God. I would have to say, brothers and sisters, since I really started reading Scripture daily, I was exposed to it, certainly at Mass every day, but actually really reading it, praying through it, studying it, began probably back in the 1970s for me. And it changed me. The Word of God, its impact, its influence, because it's a living Word. I've often said to you, when you pick up a Bible, if you imagined a beating heart, you would be on the right track. The Scripture is like a beating heart. It's the heart of God. And it doesn't just give us information like any other book we pick up. And I've said this to you often, but I want you to brand it on your soul. When you pick up this word is a beating heart, and this word has the power to change you. It has the power to bring you into intimacy with God. It has the power to bring you joy and hope and encouragement. It even brings you wisdom, peace. The Word of God has power, incredible power. And so many houses and places, if there is a Bible, which is less and less these days, but many, many places that just sits on the shelf or on the coffee table. This heart beats for you. This heart waits for you. Really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, if you don't have a Bible, ask for it. Ask for it, your birthday, or maybe a New Year's gift or a delayed gift of some kind, but ask for it. Or go out and buy one. Let the Bible become yours. The Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition of the Bible is your best. The Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition is important to have both those things. But that's your best translation. Brothers and sisters, in this new year, and we're just in this first month of this new year, let's make a decision, if we haven't, to read the Word of God daily, to ponder it daily, to apply it to our lives daily. And then, as I've encouraged us, let's make a decision to turn away from those things that drain us of faith, that drain us of hope, that can block us loving. Let's turn away from those things and commit ourselves fully to the Lord Jesus Christ. Commit ourselves fully to obeying His word. Commit ourselves to repenting for our sin. Let's get on track. Let's really get on track, and let's move forward this year that others may find Jesus because of you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Free Booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.